wolf found great difficulty in getting at the sheep, owing to the vigilance of the shepherd and his dogs. But one day it found the skin of a sheep that had been flayed and thrown aside, so it put it on over its own pelt and strolled down among the sheep. The lamb that belonged to the sheep whose skin the wolf was wearing began to follow the wolf in the sheep's clothing. So, leading the lamb a little apart, he soon made a meal offer, and for some time he succeeded in deceiving the sheep and enjoying hearty meals. Appearances are deceptive. Man and his two wives. In the old days, when men were allowed to have many wives, a middle-aged man had one wife that was old and one that was young. Each loved him very much and desired to see him the same age as herself. Now the man's hair was turning grey, which the young wife did not like, as it made him look too old for her husband. So every night she used to comb his hair and pick out the white ones. But the elder wife saw her husband growing grey with great pleasure, for she did not like to be mistaken for his mother. So every morning she used to arrange his hair and pick out as many of the black ones as she could. The consequence was, the man soon found himself entirely bald. Yield to all, and you will soon have nothing to yield. The Nurse and the Wolf. "Be quiet now," said an old nurse to a child sitting on her lap. "If you make that noise again, I will throw you to the wolf." Now it chanced that a wolf was passing close under the window as this was said. So he crouched down by the side of the house and waited. "I am in good luck today," thought he. "It is sure to cry soon, and a daintier morsel I haven't had for many a long day." So he waited, and he waited, and he waited, till at last the child began to cry, and the wolf came forward before the window and looked up to the nurse, wagging his tail. But all the nurse did was to shut down the window and call for help, and the dogs of the house came rushing out.